I'll come to you first, E, because Simon Crabtree from Premier League Productions, the first question in the press conference, mentioned the record of Quebec and Phillips in the league, which has played for 1-4 so far. It's not bad, really, considering, you know, how much you sort of see bits here and there of people trying to sort of pick it apart. And look, we know that it's not the same quality as having Virgil van Dijk and Joe Gomez back there, or a Virgil van Dijk and a Joel Matip, etc. But I think both of them have coped really well with everything that's been thrown at them so far, particularly in the league.
They've done really, really well, Josh. You can't get away from that. I think most of us, if not all of us, would have been thinking that they would have conceded a lot more goals than they have done. And I think that's a testament to both players. You can see that they've been doing loads of stuff, or you'd think they'd be doing loads of stuff on the training pitch in terms of making sure that partnership gels, and they you can see they're understanding each other's game as well. And I think, you know, if you go online, you do see a lot of people picking the bones out of the praise that maybe Nat Phillips has had. And listen, I don't think anyone in the fan base thinks he's perfect. I think you can see there's limits to his game, but I think what you can appreciate is, or I can certainly appreciate, a footballer who's getting everything out of his game. You know, he's absolutely rinsing himself in terms of, you can see what his limits are, but still he's performing to a level above and beyond what any of us thought he was probably capable of. And that's absolutely testament to him. And you can see that he wants it massively. And his future may not be in a Liverpool shirt. It almost certainly isn't. But I think he's probably made me think that he could have a future in the Premier League. And I wouldn't have said that. I had him pitched maybe unfairly, kind of League One level, maybe Championship level at best. But I think the performance he's put in over recent weeks and months has opened my eyes a little bit. And you're starting to think now, actually, could he do a job bottom half the Premier League, for instance? You know, people have mentioned Burnley, someone like that. Because he puts his head in where others don't want to put the feet in, you know what I mean? He is all heart, he is all action. And I think in his partner in Quebec, there's a lad there who Liverpool should definitely, in my opinion, pull the trigger on. Because he's such a young footballer. What is he, 20 years of age? They're talking about 18 million quid. It just seems like one of those no-brainers, just to be honest. Even if it doesn't work out, you're definitely getting your money back. But from everything I've seen, it will work out, because he seems to have adapted incredibly well. He's switched on. I think he looks like he reads the game really, really well. And I think I've been surprised by just how aggressive he can be when he needs to be as well. I think sometimes when young footballers come into this country, you sometimes think, will the physical demands be a little bit too much? But he's a footballer who's adapted so, so well. In that partnership, it's achieved far more than any of us thought was possible.